Hello, I'm Jeff, and welcome to this podcast on Jeff's Outlook. In this pod, we'll be focusing on citizen journalism. Where does I'm receiving Desanjo Macha. He's a blogger, a citizen journalist. He's the Sub-Saharan Africa editor of Global Voices, an online citizen media project. Thank you, Macha, for joining me. First thing, are citizen journalists taking over journalism?
No, I don't think they're taking over. I think they're redefining journalism and this notion of freedom of expression. As we're sitting here right now, if something happens outside, a car accident, and there's no reporter there, because there's no way a reporter will know there's a car accident that's going to happen in Dakar, in Canute Street, so there might not be a reporter there. But if there's a passerby who happens to take a picture with a photo, with a mobile phone camera, that person, if that person has a blog, for example, can post on a blog. And that's news. Previously, people just pass by and the incident will happen, not documented and not reported. In order to report, you have to be trained, you have to be working at a newspaper or radio station, but now you don't have to do that. Also, you can also take that picture and send to a newspaper and the newspaper will publish it. Previously, you know, you have to be a photojournalist, you have to be working for that paper. But now it's not like that. You know, when, was it 2 years ago, a year ago, a bridge collapsed in Minnesota in the US. When that bridge was collapsing, reporters were not there. Nobody knew the bridge was gonna collapse. The photos that we saw, CNN, BBC, everywhere, all over the world, came from citizens who were driving, who happened to be there, and they took the photos and videos, and those are the ones that we saw.
Don't you think that there may be a confrontation somewhere between citizen journalists and traditional journalists, professional journalists, as they call themselves?
I don't think there will be a conflict. I think there are a lot of things citizen journalists need and should learn from traditional journalists, from, you know, mainstream journalists. And also there are many things that a mainstream journalist need to learn from citizen journalists. I think they complement each other. Both have their strengths and weaknesses. blogs and podcasts, these are new media tools.
Yeah.
They're new. But the people who have been able to adopt them and use them efficiently are people who were not previously in the media industry. So the mainstream journalists are behind right now when it comes to the evolution of media and new tools. And they're waiting for people to... When I go to conferences, they talk about we need training, we need somebody to come in-house training, we need to go to workshops. And I ask them, these are bloggers, these are citizen journalists, who taught them? They didn't go to a workshop. I didn't go to a workshop. Google. You want to know what RSS is? Google. What tagging is? Google. How to use YouTube? Google. So how come these so-called unprofessional and trained citizen journalists have been able to learn these things, some of them very sophisticated and complicated, and you people who you say, you know, you're trained and professional, you have not been able to learn, you're waiting for somebody to come and teach you. So I don't think there's a conflict. In fact, that debate, I think, should end, whether there's a conflict or what. It's just that we have this new space in the field of journalism, and we have to understand it. It has its own principles. It's its own nature. It behaves differently. We have to understand it. We have to accommodate it. Now, I mean, new things come when people tend to resist new ideas and new concepts, but it's here. I mean, I think it was 3 years ago, blog was the English word of the year. So this, the revolution is here. We have to catch it.
And you said we have to accommodate it. Do you want us to regulate it too?
Let's give the people the power, the tools, the applications, the means to express themselves. That will be my entry point. Yeah. That will be my door. I'll enter from that point, not from the point of let's regulate. I'll enter from let's give them the power to express themselves, to speak, to be heard, to take pictures, videos, and share them.